Morning, Dr. Schnick, dictating a 6-minute walk test on patient Robert Gregson, G-R-E-G-S-O-N, as opposed to Dr. Karen Wood. On 6/13/23, Mr. Gregson performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 381 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 94%, period. The paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jimmy Altman. This goes to Dr. Partis. On 6/13/23, Mr. Altman performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the English bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity noted, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/16/22, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on Amanda Craig. This goes to Dr. Curry Partis. On 6/13/23, Mrs. Craig performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 100%, period. The patient achieved 113 meters and had to discontinue the test at 5 minutes and 6 seconds due to dyspnea, period. She also paused at 1 minute and 45 seconds due to dyspnea without hypoxemia, period. At the end of the study, the saturation was 94%, period. No paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on June Lovelace. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 6/13/23, Mrs. Lovelace performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the English bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there's a minimal impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEO 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/7/22, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction, consistent with asthma, showing no progression, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on William Tillotson. This goes to Dr. Vaughan. On 6/13/23, Mr. Tillotson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the English bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction, no bronchial reactivity noted. Compared to a prior study dated 10/18/22, there's been improvement, period. No paragraph impression, normal study, showing improvement, period. Thank you.